If you're looking for a new TV show, which, hey, aren't we all? You got to check out TLC's show, Outdaughtered. It's a hit show. It's Amy here. And let me tell you, Adam and Danielle Busby, they have six daughters. The oldest is six, and she's the ringleader of her quintuplet sisters. That's right. There's five of them, and they're turning two. They're walking, talking, potty training. Welcome to Terrible Tuesdays on a new season of Outdaughtered, premiering July 11th at 9, 8 Central on TLC.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Who do you think the worst actor of modern times is? Now, you got to think that someone we've seen,
okay,
is someone big enough to be considered the worst.
Oh, this is easy.
It's like when they do the worst song, it has to be a massive song to be considered the worst. Because you, if it was the worst, you wouldn't know about it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, who do you think is listed as the worst actor of modern times? Amy.
Keanu Reeves.
Quality guess. I love Keanu Reeves. I love Bill and Ted. I love that John Wick. Oh, man, that is a... You watch that?
No.
Man.
My husband, I think, does.
That's a good movie. No, not it. All right. Incorrect. Wrong button. Lunchbox.
There are two smart people in this room. I have Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Is it because he never changed it? Whoa.
I don't know. Speed, he was so bad.
If it goes below 60 miles an hour, it's going to explode.
Yeah, he sounds the same and looks the same. I mean, I just think he seems lame. When you look him up, watch him in the movie, you're like, I don't believe this guy.
Have you seen John Wick?
No.
You would love it. You would love it.
I'm writing it down.
Dude, it's just shoot him up.
John Wick.
And then they made a John Wick 2, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm telling you, it's... If you like movies where there's just like boom, boom, boom fights, it's legit.
I'll watch it by Monday.
Eddie.
I'm going to go with The Rock.
What?
Yeah,
I think he's the highest paid.
Blasphemy.
That was the dumbest guess.
I didn't talk about highest paid.
Blasphemy.
He can be a tooth fairy or...
A baller.
Yeah.
The worst actor of modern times is Chuck Norris.
Modern times
or in the ancient times?
I feel like that's ancient.
He's no, old. Anything color TV, 80s, 90s. Also, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
He's been in stuff.
All of his fighting movies?
Yeah.
What else has he done?
Delta Force?
He said movies. That's been a while, but he's 80 now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Listen to this. His high school junior, Molly, was braiding a friend's hair. It was the last day of class, and the friend started to get dizzy. He said, don't worry, I have these episodes too. But then the girl fell unconscious, and so Jackie called the nurse and started to do CPR on her. Do you feel supposed to staying alive? Staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. You gotta hold that one long.
I've never heard that.
You have never heard of do CPR to staying alive?
Nope.
You ever watch The Office?
Yeah, but I didn't. Is that an episode? Didn't see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen every episode. And Michael Scott gets down and he starts doing it. And he's like, they're like, do CPR to stand alive. And he's like, okay. And he gets down and puts his hands in and goes, first I was afraid. I was petrified. He's real small. And they're like, no.
The chorus?
No, no, that's not even the same song, Amy. That's I Will Survive.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Eddie. I didn't write
it. That's really funny.
That's the show. Anyway, it was a great thing because, one, it got it out there that if someone's down and you have to pump on their chest, that's what you do it to.
Oh.
Staying alive, staying alive. And secondly,
okay,
she saved her friend.
That's amazing.
Because she knew how to do it because she had seen probably off the office.
Yeah, probably.
Unless she was like, Ed. First, I was afraid.
It's too slow.
I was petrified. Yes, that's why.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyway, I see you. That's a good story. Saving lives, teaching lessons. Staying alive. I see you.
Tell me something good.
Firefighters were called to this pet shop in Los Angeles. And there were no people in there, but there were like 43 pets, and they went in and rescued all the pets while the place was on fire. Like, their iguanas, they're running out with iguanas, wow. They're running out with...
43 pets is a lot.
Birds, guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And they're just all coming out with them.
Mm.
So shout out to those firefighters who saved all the aminals.
The aminals?
The aminals.
I love, like, when firefighters give little baby iguana CPR or something.
Do you? Amy, what do you have?
So an Illinois woman celebrated her 100th birthday and got her high school diploma at the same time. Because during the Great Depression in 1934, she had dropped out of school to care for her family. Bam, she just went back to school, was given her diploma.
That's cool.
And it happened to be her 100th birthday. So awesome. It's like a double celebration.
Dang. You only have that 100th one time.
Yeah, never too late.
Lunchbox?
Old Granny Margaret is 98 years old, and she was outside mowing her lawn. It's 93 degrees, and Granny's pushing the mower. Some paramedics drove by. They're like, man, we got to help Granny out. They pulled the ambulance over, got out and mowed Granny's yard for us.
Dang, look at that. That's telling me something good right there.
Bobby Bones.
Man, Thursday's going good. A guy proposed to his girlfriend with a tattoo. Tell me what you think about this, okay? He got a tattoo, and it said, will you marry me? And then it had two boxes. Yes or no. And then gave her a marker. And she had to check yes or no.
I'm not going to look. You just check one.
A marker or a tattoo gun?
It's a tattoo gun. When I saw it, I thought she was marking it.
No.
She tattooed.
Wow, she got to actually... So this was like a... wow.
Like, what if she she tattooed yes? What if she tattooed no? And he just had to live with that.
That's so awkward.
Going in, you know she's saying yes. You're not doing that tattoo unless you know she's saying yes.
But don't you know with most proposals they're saying yes?
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes.
I thought it was... You think it's creative or stupid? Amy?
Creative, I guess.
Ooh, you're borderline,
Because
huh?
I wouldn't do it ever. That's crazy town. Giving somebody else tattoos.
Creative or stupid?
Creative.
Lunchbox?
Stupid. I mean, that is the dumbest thing you can put on your body besides the girl's name, because it's going to be there the rest of your life, and more than likely, you're going to break up. Half of the marriages end in divorce, so that's just dumb.
I think that stat's old.
Yeah, stop with your statistics.
Eddie? It's creative. It's creative because, I mean, if she checks no, you can just erase the no one and then try to get on someone else. You know what I'm saying?
You only have to undo that part of
the
tattoo?
Yeah, just the check.
His skin starts to get real irritated right there.
There's like a red check that's erased. It's like when you erase paper. I think it's good because if it means something to her, and two, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of everybody proposing the same way.
You're right.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty romantic. And she did say yes, and they're going to get married. And they should tattoo their wedding rings on each other.
Oh, yeah. Just tattoo everything from now on.
Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A guy that works at the local prison got off work, headed to the local bar to get a drink. So he's sitting there, gets a drink. There's a girl. He's like, how can I impress this girl? He's like, oh, you know what? I work at the jail. Let me show you my gun. So he's showing her the gun.
Oh, no.
Oh, boom! Shoots himself.
Oh, no.
And shoots her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they were both okay, but they had to be taken to the hospital. But, yeah. I don't know if he got her number or what, but the bar guy said he comes here all the time. He's a regular. Just a bad accident.
Dang.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wow.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
Man, Thursday is going good. Being forgetful is actually a sign your brain is working well.
Oh.
Well, if that's the case, I'm on fire.
Me too.
Because I forget stuff all the time. I forget. I just forget song names. I forget lyrics.
Wow.
I forget jokes sometimes I'm on stage. Let's just forget stuff.
Okay, so why is this the case?
The part of the brain that's linked to memory seems to, quote, promote forgetting, but it's only to make room for important stuff.
Oh, so that's what we're doing. We're making
room. So you're making room for more important stuff.
I don't have time for this trivial stuff. I got to make room for important things.
That's why I miss these songs sometimes when you guys play. I'm like,
Time you can't remember your network's password or a birthday, it's just because your brain is waiting for more useful information. Your brain's like, this is not important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Love that. Full of important things.
I didn't know your brain had to make room.
Yeah.
Like there's a limit. That. It's got RAM.
Yeah, like it's a file cabinet.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Huh.
Are we even sure about that, though?
No.
Maybe
are we sure about anything?
I mean, look at how much we know.
Are we sure we're not in a dream?
Yeah, people tell
goodness.
Me. Are we dreaming right now?
Like, really?
Did your chair just fall?
How do you know we're not in a dream right now?
I guess we don't. Pinch
you don't.
Me.
You don't. Come here.
No.
Do you think about that? Like, do you think, like, oh, could we really be dreaming right now? Because my roommate in college was a philosophy major, and he came home with this argument. They had to argue this in class, and they said, how do you know you're not dreaming.
You don't.
Right now, and when you're sleeping, you're really living life.
What?
Like, that what stuff is so crazy. Right, like, why are...
We don't.
Socrates, take a step back.
Like, did Socrates really think all that stuff? Because that's out there.
That's like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato type stuff.
Wow.
Like, is our show real?
Right. Okay.
Now, I mean, even people that think we're real would say, no, the show is not real.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. If you forget things, that's why.
Okay, we're smart.
What were we talking about?
That.
Yeah. Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hello.
Hey.
What up?
What's up?
Man, I'm just doing a show. You know how we do it near the end of the week. What's your question?
So I was just curious. I hadn't heard recently the update on Ray getting his winnings from the presidency.
Yeah, so close to almost 2 years ago.
Wow.
Ray bet $1,000 on Donald Trump to win the presidency when he wasn't even really in it. It's like a what they call a flyer. And he bet it was, what, 50 to 1?
Yeah.
So for every $1, you get 50 bucks back. So for every $1,000, you get $50,000.
Yes.
So Ray put $1,000 in this offshore betting site. And as far as we know, you have not received your cash yet.
I have not, and I've given up.
With
the online people, I'll talk to them, and they just keep forwarding me to a manager, to a supervisor, to a regional supervisor. I never get anywhere. So I've, in a way, given up.
So you're out $1,000.
Yes.
And the $50,000 that you won, you're not getting.
Correct. And I have actually asked him just for my $1,000 back, and I still don't even have that.
Mm. Wow. This is the first time we've heard him say he's given up, Lauren.
That's so sad. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not that sad. He did bet on an illegal gambling site in another country. But, yeah, it's the first. Wow.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Lauren, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for calling. Man, Ray, look at that. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, well, if you don't get somewhere, sometimes you just got to move on.
Do you want us to go fund me some cash?
No.
Okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
A lot of people on vacation this week. When you go on vacation, do you take on debt?
No. It's my husband. No. If we would, we wouldn't do the trip.
Is that because of your husband?
Yeah. He's pretty on top of things like that. I'd be like, let's figure it out later. We only live once. Let's go.
Amy's YOLOing.
But Panama City. I can be pretty responsible, just sometimes I don't pay attention.
Gulf Shores, YOLO!
Yeah, YOLO. And my husband's like, actually, not YOLO.
Will you take on debt?
We take on a little bit of debt, but we try to use a little gift certificate here. Or if we got friends with points at a hotel, we say, hey, can you throw us the points? And
you can transfer points?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You ask your friends to throw you points?
You
throw me some points,
up.
Give me a hotel room for a couple nights. That's how you do it. You got to barter.
Oh, that's so Eddie?
Oh, no debt. No. I'm already in like serious debt in life. So when we go on vacation, I'm actually getting made fun of from my wife and my family because I say like, no, we're not doing fun stuff.
We've had a lot of Dave Ramsey in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, don't. About 74% of Americans go into debt to pay for a getaway. It's about $1,100 on summer vacation.
Getaway is supposed to be relaxing. I feel like if I was going into debt for that, it'd be stressful.
Wait till you have kids. Very stressful. They're going to want to do go-karts, miniature golf.
No, stop. We're not teaching my kids about any of that stuff. They don't know about it. Like,
What do you think I said?
Well, you said something else.
That's a lot more expensive than go-karts, buddy.
What did you say? I don't know what y'all think
All
you said.
All the guys are laughing, so I don't know what I said.
Yeah, goat.
And it lasts longer than vacation, man.
What are you talking about?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
My trainer did another prayer over me yesterday.
That's so kind.
Yeah, I always feel like...
And thoughtful.
It is, and I like it, because I always feel a little more at peace, but these workouts are grueling. I'm getting in real good shape, too, because I'm training to fight. I probably never fight.
Yeah, but you're...
But now I'm starting to think about it a little bit. Like, I've been training for like a month, and I think maybe I just, like, fight Eddie, and he didn't even know it. Like,
why me?
Because I can win that one.
You don't think you can beat Lunchbox?
Yeah, but I'll start weaker first. I need to work my way up.
Okay.
Work my way up to the ranks.
I got you.
It goes Eddie first, Lunchbox second, and then I take Ray third.
Yeah. What about Mike D? Where does he fall in that?
He did. He's in a different class.
Oh, man. What about me?
I got you. Amy, stop.
What? Equal. We're equal here.
All right, do it.
We were doing ground and pound yesterday.
What is that?
It's where you get on the ground and you pound.
Oh, yes.
It's like on the ground fighting.
Yeah.
You're like on the ground. If you're fighting with someone, you're rolling on the ground.
Got it.
You're like, what do you do if you're in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
But my trainer's always like, your goal is not to fight somebody. Your goal is to get out of there as soon as possible. So what I'm teaching you is how to leave a fight. Like, somebody's attacking you, boom, boom, bam, bam, and then get out.
Oh, I thought you put them in a sleeper.
So you're just running sprints? Like, to run?
No, I'm already good at running from people. I can do that just fine. But I had a really tough workout. And there are three stages in my workouts. One, almost vomit. Correct. Two, yeah, almost quit. And three, almost cry.
Okay.
And if I can make all three without doing almost, it's a good workout. But I finish, and in tough workouts, he prays. He's like, you know, dear Lord, thank you for work. And I was like, dang, that feels good.
What does he pray for? Like, what is it? Like, to give you
He didn't pray strength? For, like, the workout.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Like, thank you for letting him have the courage and the strength to come today and to want to make his body stronger, and hopefully it makes his mind stronger. But I never had that happen before.
That's pretty cool.
Ever. I'm just like, that. I'm exhausted, and it's like this cathartic, like, wow, like I feel good.
Yeah.
And the first time he was like, do you mind if I pray over you after your workout? Because I was hurting. And I was like, I don't mind at all. Like, I don't understand. But now every time I kind of want a prayer, so I like work extra hard. So
if
I think,
he doesn't, you're like, hey.
I'm like, I don't work hard enough to get a prayer.
Yeah.
It's a reward system.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby's like waiting for you. He's like, guess I'm going to go now.
Anything you want to say? Anybody you want to talk to upstairs before I leave?
Yeah.
You want to send a message to anybody?
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah. So this is what happened to Eddie. Eddie's out. I guess you're working on your yard, but it's still daylight.
Well, yeah, it gets dark at 9 now, you know? I mean, really, really late. And so, I mean, after I get everything done, I'm like, well, let me do some yard work. And I guess it's about 8:30, no big deal.
Sun is still up, though.
Still nice and bright. And this guy walking his dog goes, wow, doing your yard, like mowing the lawn at 8:30, huh? I'd give it a rest. It's almost like time to go to bed.
Oh, wow. And I was like, interrupting his evening.
Every time people act like that with me, I'm always like, yeah, that's funny. And he's like, I'm serious. Oh, he was serious. And so I just shut her down and said, I mean.
Here's the thing. If it's 8:30, but it's dark, that's different than 8:30 with the sun up. Because I will be the first one to go, I'm trying to go to bed early. Let's chill out.
Yeah, I was curious to see what you thought, because you go to bed at what, 7?
Wait, really though, what is the...
I'm Eddie, I make jokes.
What time do you go to bed?
If it's still daylight, you're good.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It does shift a bit.
Okay, but there's the morning rule for mowing, and then there's the there's the evening rule. So
but the morning rule is a time.
It's daylight.
Because we normally wake up at a time. We don't all go to bed at the same time.
That's true.
And it's harder to go to bed when it's daylight.
Sure.
Eddie, you're fine. Judge Common Sense says you're okay.
Okay.
And that, what did he say? What was his term again?
He said, I'd give it a rest if I were you.
So you
give it a rest.
Dude, what a passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Does he live close to you?
I like 5 houses down. I know exactly where he
lives.
He
can hear you 5 houses down?
No, he was walking his dog by my house.
He's out and about? No.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
He needs to give it a rest, that dog.
Yeah.
He's out walking.
I'll give you a rest.
Give that dog a rest.
Yeah.
Sick the Eggman on him.
Who?
Who's that?
Lunchbox. He'll egg his house, and you'll never know the difference.
That's not right.
What are you going to do?
I know. I don't ask
It's called Eggman. What do you think I'm going to do?
He's the Eggman. Don't ask any questions.
Don't put
ideas in people's
heads.
All
you have to do is make one request for the Eggman, drop off an envelope, and you never know anything happened.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're looking for a new TV show, which, hey, aren't we all? You got to check out TLC's show, Outdaughtered. It's a hit show. It's Amy here, and let me tell you, Adam and Danielle Busby, they have 6 daughters. The oldest is 6, and she's the ringleader of her quintuplet sisters. That's right. There's 5 of them, and they're turning 2. They're walking, talking, potty training. Welcome to Terrible Tuesdays on a new season of Outdaughtered, premiering July 11th at 9, 8 Central on TLC.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play a game.
I wonder how work is, though. Do you think people are back at work?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe they went back yesterday. Maybe everybody's back today. Or did most people get the week off since 4th of July fell on a weird day?
It's crazy.
I think they're back today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You got to work.
Let's play a game. They can all play with us. So, if I were to say Central Perk, you would say
Friends.
Because the music's playing.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
I'll give you the fictional restaurant dish place. You tell me the show.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a tough one, but I like it.
Write your answer down. Ready.
Ready.
The Max.
In.
Oh, already.
I'm in.
The Max.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Saved by the Bell.
Lunchbox?
Saved by the Bell.
Eddie?
Saved by the Bell.
Everybody gets a point.
Boom.
Los Polos Hermanos.
I'm in.
In.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It depends where you want to say it.
I'm in for the win.
Not true. I'm in.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Good job, Bones.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, Amy.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Good. The Krusty Krab. Name the TV show, the restaurant it's in. The Krusty Krab.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in.
Man. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Lunchbox.
SpongeBob!
Eddie.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nice.
Good job, guys.
Krusty Burgers. Give me the restaurant. Give me the show.
What?
Wow. I'm in for the win.
Burgers.
I'm in.
Okay.
Amy?
Family Guy.
Oh, first miss of the day. Lunchbox.
The Simpsons.
Krusty the Clown.
Oh, I knew
yeah.
some
Eddie.
Cartoon.
The Simpsons.
Good.
Watch that.
The Lunchbox.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, man.
Give me the TV show. The restaurant's called The Lunchbox.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
Oh, no. That can't be right.
Amy?
I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Roseanne!
Oh. Eddie?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Give me one I know.
Freddy's Barbecue.
What?
Freddy's Barbecue.
Oh my gosh, I know this.
You do?
Yeah, she's gonna punch herself in the nose when she doesn't get it. Her own self in her own nose, I can tell.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh! I know this! It's in... I know this. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Freddy's Barbecue.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Frank under DC.
Lunchbox?
Nashville.
No.
Eddie?
Family Guy.
No.
House of Cards.
House of Cards!
Yeah. Oh, really?
And our winner is... Lunchbox.
Such a loser.
Regina.
Hey.
Talk to me.
Hey, is this Bobby?
It is. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've waited years to actually be here.
On hold? Wait, we should put you through quicker.
Years?
Wow. Well, thank you for calling. Tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, today is my last day working with the state. I've been listening to you guys for years when I drive here every morning. And because of y'all, I realize I need to get back into my passion, and I'm going back to be a first-grade teacher.
Hey, look at this right here.
Wow.
That's amazing, Regina. Why because of us?
Why? Because y'all just, you love what you do. You can tell you have a passion for it, and I have a passion for teaching, and I knew that I just needed to get back into it.
Congratulations. I love big jumps. Big jumps are the riskiest, but... all the best payoffs in life are because of risky things. Like, you don't get big rewards for taking little wee steps. You get big rewards for taking big old jumps. Hey, Regina, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Man.
And so cool.
I like to give you this as sincerely as possible. I appreciate you!
I appreciate you!
There it is. Man, go live a day right there. Thank you for that.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's a good Thursday call. You can tell we're getting older by the things that we fight about. It used to be, if it was like Lunchbox and Eddie, they'd be like, I can drink more beer than you. I can run faster than you. Now they're arguing about how to do their yards.
Mm. Well, Eddie's not a real man.
Problem? For sure, time marches on. This is the argument.
Eddie's not a real man because he keeps bragging to me and showing me pictures. Oh, look at my yard. Oh, it's so green. Look at the flowers over here. He's like, I just spray these chemicals over here and the weeds go away. And I said... I'm like, Eddie, real men don't use chemicals. Anybody can just throw a couple chemicals on their yard and make it look better. If you're a real man and you're going to really take care of your yard, you get out there and do it with natural remedies. So if you're going to be bragging about your yard, get rid of the chemicals.
What's your natural remedy? I'd like to hear this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to figure it out. You got to get out there and trial and error. My yard might not look as good, but chemicals is cheating. Real... you know, green thumbs, they don't use chemicals.
Oh, green thumbs.
Yeah, so...
We resorted to name calling.
You got
to
quit, you know, bragging about your yard because you're using chemicals and you're cheating, basically.
I'm offended. I take a lot of pride in my yard. And man, I drive, every time I go home, I drive real slow and I check it out. Make sure those edges are straight. because I got a new weed whacker for Father's Day, that weed eater. Man, my edges along the grass, straight lines.
Who's got the nicer yard of you two?
Me, oh,
definitely
for sure.
Me.
Oh.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I don't know. I need to see pictures of Eddie's.
Okay.
Next week, do this. I want you to drive by both their houses.
I go by Lunchbox all the time. One time I even took a friend of ours by. We were walking, and I was like, that's Lunchbox out there. Like, whoa, does he do his yard? Like, it was overgrown. And
so, okay, this is the segment for next week. I want you to go, and with your hidden mic, I don't care if it's hidden or not.
Okay.
And just go into both their yards and just talk and give them both a review.
Okay.
And tell me who wins yard of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, yard of the month. Oh, yeah.
I love it. This is a great bit. I love it.
I'll make you a sign.
And Amy, since you have to go like 15 minutes to my house or whatever, just stop by. I'll make you tea and hang out
a little
bit.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. What are you going to make me?
No, I'm not going to make you anything. I don't need to bribe the judges. You just look at my flower beds and my rose bushes and you're going to be like, wow, that's amazing.
Okay. These two are fighting over yards. Next week, yard of the month.
Okay.
All right.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
This is interesting because your neighborhood does not allow pit bulls, huh? Your neighborhood?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a group of people that you have to report to if you're going to get a certain kind of dog, like HOA-ish.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah, and so I guess there's a guy that wants to get a pit bull, and the HOA rejected him. Then the guy requested a meeting before the board to hear him out. And so they said that this is not an opportunity for voting or will anything be changed, but they are going to respect his wish to be heard.
Can I represent him?
And anybody in the neighborhood can come and sit in at the meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
It's over at Mary's house.
Who, is that somebody?
M-A-R-Y, I don't know. Mary, I don't know her, but she's on the email.
Oh, we'll find her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So wait, your neighborhood says no pit bull? By the way, for those that are new to the show, I have a pit bull. Lunchbox has got 9 pit bulls or something. It seems like 9.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of crazy because I have a Rottweiler.
Amy, we are the quintessential group of people that say it's not about the breed of the dog. It's how you raise any breed of the dog.
And maybe there's like special things because it's like a pit bull rescue and maybe they don't know it's passed. But either way, like it doesn't matter.
Again, to me, it doesn't matter.
I feel bad.
I always feel like pit bulls, any large dog gets discriminated against because they're large. And they say, well, since they're large, they can do more damage. Then we should get rid of big humans.
Wow.
Because you know who can do the worst damage? Bigger, stronger humans.
Oh, good point.
There should only be weenie men like me left. Anybody bigger than me, cut off. You're out. You cannot move into my neighborhood.
You got to stop boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, Amy.
What?
I'm just kind of irritated because I try to move into places and my dog is 14 years old and he's a Staffordshire Bull. Sweetest dog, never once had an aggression issue, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Not even toward me. And sometimes I used to like thump him in his little nuts to be funny.
Oh, wow.
And he never got mad, even at that. Thump me in mine and see what happens.
Okay.
Arr!
Come over here.
See? I'll bite you. My dog did.
Yeah, and you couldn't live
somewhere. I'm so irritated for this
him.
Person.
I know.
And but I got kicked. Yeah, told I couldn't live in places.
Maybe when he presents his case before the board, there'll be a change of heart. I hope so.
When is this case?
I think it's maybe tomorrow night. At Mary's.
Oh, good Friday night party at Mary's.
Should we show up with snacks?
Man, let me know how it goes.
Okay. Keep you posted.
If not, if Mary says no, we toilet paper Mary's house.
Ooh,
oh,
I'm
I
in.
Love that.
Oh, I think Mary's just being nice and hosting.
Okay, maybe not.
Then we just take her pie.
Yeah. I don't know Mary.
And we
so
find
I don't
out who did it.
Yeah.
She's just on the email as the home that's hosting.
That whole thing's
the
crazy.
Meeting.
That's whole thing's crazy.
Yeah,
I can't believe a neighborhood says no, and then they're having a court session.
Yeah.
We should get
it's a hearing before the board.
Mm. Well, let us know how it goes.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so there's a segment we do called Time Marches On. And basically it's us finding the little moments in our life and realizing that time marches on. And there's nothing we can do about it except get older and accept it and be happy with it.
Time marches on.
So we'll go around the room. If you have one, feel free to raise your hand. Because I'll go first. So I brought it up. My doctor, I go get a physical. Healthy as a horse. He's like, I can tell you're eating right. You're physically fit. Your blood, you're good.
Wow.
He said, Bob, I'd send you a prescription. You need to go get it. And, you know, so I go in. I don't know what it is. He says something. When doctors talk, I'm always like, blah, blah, blah. I'll just go take the medicine, right? So I go to the doctor. No, I go to the pharmacist. Because he calls it. And they're like, okay, here's your medicine. And they say, okay, so this is apparently for your cholesterol. And I'm like, my cholesterol?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol or something. I don't even know there's two different kinds of cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
And they were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol, so you need to take this medicine. Or I don't even know. All I know is I'm not taking medicine for cholesterol. Dang. With that, I say, time marches on.
It's pretty bad.
37, and I'm on cholesterol medicine. But my doctor was like, people act like that, you know, all these diseases are what kills them. He goes, heart disease kills people.
Oh.
Like blood. So fix your cholesterol. I was like, time marches on, doc.
Time marches on.
Raise your hand if you have one. Amy?
Mine goes back to when I started watching that show, 13 Reasons Why, and one of the kids there in the show like goes to his dad because he gets these tapes in the mail, and he's like, hey, Dad, where's your radio thing? And his dad's like, you mean my boombox? And he's like, yeah, whatever it's called. Does it play tapes? And the dad's like, yeah. Like, the kid did not even know what it was called to, like, play a cassette tape.
Netflix kids don't know cassette tapes. Time marches on. Lunchbox?
I'm at the store the other day, and I look over, and I'm like, man, that looks really cool. I bought myself some houseplants.
Wow, you thought a houseplant was cool?
An indoor?
Indoor houseplant. I was like, man, that looked kind of cool in the house.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Eddie, do you have one?
The other day I was watching TV, and that commercial came on. You know which one I'm talking about? The Volkswagen commercial where... like, they keep switching out cars because they're making babies, and the car's rocking in the commercial. And I yelled at the TV, like, that's so inappropriate. Why would they have that in a commercial? And my wife looks at me and goes, oh, my gosh, you're so old. Like, that's not inappropriate. This is a commercial.
I saw that commercial, and I rewound it and watched it three times because it was so funny.
I don't know the commercial.
Yeah, I haven't seen
but
it.
But if you're yelling at commercials... yeah.
That's old man
stuff. You're an old man. You whippersnappers and you're a commercial. Hey, time marches on, everybody. Don't forget it. As soon as you forget it, don't blink. It'll be gone.
Oh.
Don't blink.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is interesting. So, a couple days ago, July 4th, did you know that July 4th was the day that Eddie met his wife 18 years ago?
How crazy is that? 18 years ago, my wife and I met at the beach in South Padre Island. I had friends that were her friends, and we all got together for this 4th of July deal. And I remember specifically, we were walking on the beach and with a group of people, and it started raining, and everyone just ran, and it ended up just being me and her, and we talked. But before then, she was really shy. We never even, like, talked or anything. I thought she was pretty and all, but when that happened, I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Did you make out first?
You don't know.
I think we did. I remember.
Beach rain kit.
She told me specifically that what did it was when we were all wet, we were walking back to the hotel, and I said, let's just jump in the hot tub. We're wet anyway. And we just sat in the hot tub and talked.
Bachelor move.
Hot tub lunch. What do you think?
I'm telling you, hot tubs are where it's at. A lot of things happen in a hot tub.
What's ever happened in your life in a hot tub?
A lot.
I don't want to know.
Like what?
No, we don't want to know.
I just think you say
like
stuff.
I feel like when you stall with like, are you serious?
Yeah, like
when I don't understand what you want me to say.
Amy has a point. Let me just stop you for a second.
I have been in hot tubs with chicks plenty of times.
And when you just start to say your words funny.
Let's just say clothing optional.
And you start to say things like, let's just say.
He's like, I've been in hot tubs with chicks plenty of times.
It's like Donald Trump. It's like Donald Trump. Let's just say.
I've been in hot tubs with lots of chicks.
I don't understand.
The best chicks.
Hashtag loves
Do you want me to describe what happens? I mean,
congratulations.
I'm trying to
He said clothing optional.
I heard it.
Isn't it always clothing optional hot tub? Like you wear the shorts sometimes?
Ew. Hot tubs just like
They're not gross.
Yeah.
Are you robot malfunction?
I think that they're gross.
Yeah, I think you just talk a big game.
You weren't there. Just tell me. I'm just telling you.
Stories, when you don't have one, you start to stall like, oh, boy, let me tell you.
I don't understand what you want me to say. Like, okay, so I got in the hot tub and I hooked up with a chick. Like, what do you want me to say? I mean, I'm trying to keep it PC.
How many chicks do you think you hooked up with a hot tub?
Three.
Three? Oh,
okay.
Like,
okay.
How many of them are your wife?
Zero.
Oh wow.
Never been in a hot tub with your wife.
I've never been in a hot tub with my wife.
How many girls do you think you've hooked up with in your life?
Oh, 115.
That's such a random number. 115.
Don't get him down this trail.
117.
What is not a random
just
number?
Come on.
103? Is that not random?
There's no
you
way.
You think you hooked up with over 115 girls?
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah, attaboy.
No way. No way over 100.
Let's move on.
If you do two a month.
Oh, my God. Okay.
From the time you're
married. Right.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is a good thing. He's kind of cool. Lunchbox's cousin is valedictorian. Look at that.
Have
a,
wow. That's awesome. I mean, it's in the blood.
Pretty crazy that he's graduated high school and he was named valedictorian of his class. And I was like, dude, you are so smart. Is that like something you set out to do your freshman year? He goes, no, it just kind of happened. And I was like, that's amazing. I've never known someone in our family to be the valedictorian. He goes, yeah.
Keep saying it that way.
What's it called?
Valedictorian.
Valley.
Valley. Dick.
Like Valley?
That's what it's called.
What's it called?
Valedictorian.
Okay, we just probably say it differently.
Yeah, I don't know how you
guys... I would
say
valedictorian.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How would you say it?
Valedictorian.
Okay, for your story, go ahead.
So anyway, and I was like, that's so amazing. That's the craziest thing ever. Do you have your speech all planned out? And he goes, oh, no, there's 40 of us that are the valedictorians. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, anybody above a 4.0... They named valedictorian because they didn't want the other ones to feel bad because they all had above a 4.0. That is the dumbest.
I hate to take away from your rant, but the fact that you keep saying valedictorian, it just, I laugh every time and I can't get into the story.
Help it. I can't.
Okay.
Just call them.
Top of the class.
There you go.
Okay. Top of the class. Okay. They named 40 other people. So 41 top of the class students.
Yeah.
They're all the top of the class. And for the speech, they're just drawing a name out of the hat, and that person is the one that gets to give a speech.
No way.
So, yeah, because the kids worked so hard. All 41 of them got above a 4.0, you know, taking honors classes, all that stuff. And they didn't want to make them feel bad. What is going on in
school? How many salutatorians are there?
See, Amy has to go back to that again. Yeah.
I like when he says it. We should let him say it.
I just do not understand.
I agree with you. It's a participation trophy.
Yes,
yeah.
You're
it's
giving
lame.
Everybody a ribbon. You give the highest GPA, the valedictorian.
Boom.
Ooh, you nailed
look at this
it.
Guy.
Wow.
You did it.
Wow. You said it right.
I have no... I said it the same way the whole time.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
No, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
But I mean, so then I look at my cousin. I'm like, so you're not that special.
Like he is, because that's a really great thing to be over a 4.0.
It is huge.
But if you're having a ranking system mm-hmm. and someone's ranked number one and the highest, they should win.
Yeah. And how do they figure that out, Bobby? I'm asking you as someone that was probably pretty high up there. Like, when you do have similar grades and there say there are three people with the exact thing, do they share it all or do they take into account like their activities?
Yes, so every school is different.
Okay.
And so every, even school districts where they have different schools, not the same district,
yeah.
they have different rules. At my school, you could not get over a 4.0.
Okay.
So, and I had to be in typing in ninth grade, which killed mine.
Killed
so I was not valedictorian,
no.
nor was I salutatorian, but I did speak at graduation.
Shout out.
But it was that once you, if you had a 4.0, there were only like 40 kids in my graduating class.
Yeah.
I think like three of them had a 4.0. And then it was, you got points for activities. It was
okay.
a point scale. That was how mine worked. Some of them you can get higher points based on classes you take that are AP.
Right.
Like yes.
You can get like up to a 5.0 if
yeah.
you continue above it. So that's different for everybody.
That's what my cousin did. He took those AP classes and I'm just sickened by it.
Wow.
Yeah. Them.
Like if you lost sleep?
Yes. 41 people. So 41 of those kids get to write on their college applications, I'm valedictorian.
Boom. We did it again. Two in a row. Wow. Look at you. You're valedictorian of the show today for that.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying it the same way. But yeah, so congrats to my cousin and all 40 other of his classmates of the valedictorian of their class.
There you go.
Good luck, and it's stupid. Schools, you are stupid.
There you go.
Schools, sickening.
Schools, you are stupid.
Sickening.
It's sickening.
That's it. Thanks for hanging out with us here Thursday.
Sickening.
Tomorrow night, I will be in Baton Rouge and then Jackson, Mississippi on Saturday night doing my stand-up comedy tour with Carly Pierce and Lindsay Yell playing music. So if you want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Tomorrow night, Baton Rouge. And then Saturday night, Jackson, Mississippi. So thank you very much. The Bobby Bones Show here on Thursday.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
I love this story about these dogs. So this guy loses his two dogs. And he's like, I don't know, because he knew what part of the woods he lost them in. And they can't find them. And people are out looking for the dogs. Because he's like, my friends, will you please come and find the dogs? So nothing. Hours go by. And they're small dogs. They're kind of like Yorkie-looking dogs. Like they're little terriers. We love these dogs. And he's like, well, I guess we're going to have to go to the old Plan B. and they have their favorite kind of sausages they eat, and he starts to grill the sausages at the place he left them, and they come back.
They smell it.
They smell the sausages.
That's amazing.
So smart. That's so smart.
That's what I do with Eddie sometimes when we're on the road.
Yeah, sausage.
Can't find him.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll just start cooking up a tortilla.
Oh, gosh.
And at the time, find Bob yet.
I mean, has anyone seen Eddie? No. All right, get the grill out, boys.
It's terrible.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Hey, this weekend, I will be in Baton Rouge and Jackson, Mississippi, doing my stand-up show with Carly Pierce and Lindsay L. Love for you guys to come out.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Appreciate you guys being here on Thursday. We got to hear Lunchbox say valedictorian over and over again. That was fun. BobbyBones.com is the website. Oh, man, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Just appreciate you being part of the show. Bye, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're looking for a new TV show, which, hey, aren't we all? You got to check out TLC's show, Outdaughtered. It's a hit show. It's Amy here. And let me tell you, Adam and Danielle Busby, they have six daughters. The oldest is six, and she's the ringleader of her quintuplet sisters. That's right. There's five of them, and they're turning two. They're walking, talking, potty training. Welcome to Terrible Tuesdays on a new season of Outdaughtered, premiering July 11th at 9, 8 Central on TLC.